reality. I think if we had gone through with that deal, we didn't know how unstable Citi was at that point, frankly. And this
right.
kind of thing has to stay completely confidential. But Citi was, in terms of, you know, future exposure to the government, here we were selling an institution to a very weak institution, frankly, even weaker than we knew at the time, with a very, very troubled mortgage portfolio. Citi had no, the Wells Bank management, they've got the best in terms of mortgage originations. That's their bread and butter. That's what they do. Citi made some bad mortgages, too, through an affiliate. But its bank itself did not have strong management. They did not have a strong supervisory rating. They were a weak institution. And frankly, if that deal had gone through, I think later Citi would have had to bail out again as well. And so I don't know. That projected loss from accounting standpoint, whether that was real or not, I don't know. Mm-hmm. And I think you saw later what kind of support Citi had to provide.
Right.
And had to be provided to stabilize.